This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, we get an update on the new leadership about to take place in Washington. Joining us, Paul Blyberg with the National Milk Producers Federation, who on a recent Dairy Signal webcast says when it comes to agriculture, there's going to be new faces at the helm.
The leaders of the Congressional Agriculture Committees, the House and the Senate Agriculture Committees, three of the four lead players on those committees are going to be new to their roles in a few weeks. Only one of those four people is going to carry over into their position that was in it currently. On the House side, you have two changes. Unfortunately, Chairman Colin Peterson lost his reelection a few weeks ago in Minnesota, and I think we view that as a very unfortunate loss for dairy. He'd long been a champion. He's going to be replaced as chairman by Congressman David Scott from Georgia. Now, Congressman Scott represents a sort of suburban district, part of Atlanta as well. He has long had an interest in food processing issues, nutrition issues. Obviously, given the state agriculture profile, he's been a supporter of cotton and peanuts and things like that, given that they're sort of outsized commodities in the state. Not as much dairy in Georgia, but we have worked with him on a number of things over the years, including nutrition and some environmental policy. So we look forward to building a relationship there. On the Republican side, Mike Conaway from Texas, the current ranking member and former chairman, is retiring, and he will be replaced by Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania in that post. And he's been in Congress for a little over a decade. And I would note for context, G.T.'s first year in office was 2009. So he came into Congress and suddenly got a crash course in dairy pricing and dairy policy because of all that was going on. I mean, it's baked into his DNA to advocate for dairy farmers. He's got a lot of them in his state and his congressional district. And so while we are very sad to lose Colin Peterson in that top role, we're glad that we're going to have G.T. Thompson coming into that role on the Republican side. And I think he and Mr. Scott will work well together, and we think we can collaborate with them. Across the Capitol, on the Senate side, it's a new and old. Pat Roberts is retiring in his role as chairman of the Senate Ag Committee. And I'll note just a fun trivia thing. We don't have nothing to really guess here. Pat Roberts is the only politician to have ever served as chairman and ranking member of both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees. He has held all four of what we call the four corners or big four posts. There's nobody else who's ever had that role, though probably will be nobody else ever again who has done all four of those and has left a very significant mark on all of agriculture policy. And replacement will be Senator John Bozeman from Arkansas. Now, Senator Bozeman has been on the Ag Committee for about 10 years now. And that brings us to Debbie Stabenow from Michigan. She has chaired the committee and served as ranking member for several years now on the Democratic side. She will continue in her role. So she'll be the lone continuation in that role. It'll be a holdover to help kind of guide the newbies, so to speak. They've all been through farm bills, but not in that role. It's going to be interesting because you have not just the new members, but new staff that are doing a lot of that strategizing and a lot of that work. And for folks like me who sort of have to live and breathe Congress every day, it's those folks that we really work on getting to know, and we'll be working to get to know in the coming weeks.
Comments from Paul Blyberg from the National Milk Producers Federation from our nation's capital. And Congress, not the only place where change is occurring there, as we hear that President-elect Biden brings back Tom Vilsack as Agriculture Secretary.
Former Secretary Tom Vilsack is going to be renominated for his post under the Biden administration. He served for all 8 years under the Obama administration. I would, if I were handicapping his chances of getting confirmed, I would say they're pretty darn good. Pretty unlikely that he will not be confirmed to that post. Senator Grassley from his state of Iowa remarked yesterday that he will be happy to support him once again. So not just for the advocacy on the issues. We're going to be busy in the next few months getting reacquainted with some old friends and getting acquainted with a lot of new people and educating them on dairy's story on a lot of the different issues that we're working on, whether it's nutrition or trade or environmental or even, yes, the next farm bill. We're going to have a lot of work for us on the personnel side.
Those were comments from Paul Blyberg, who currently serves as Senior Vice President of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation, leading the organization's advocacy efforts before Congress with a focus on farm bill policy, taxation, nutrition, environment, and immigration. Those were comments from a recent Dairy Signal webcast from the Professional Dairy Producers. You can hear that in its entirety by going to pdpw.org. And our thanks to PDPW for sponsoring today's Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.